Methamphetamine has taken hold in much of rural America. The drug is highly addictive, and its victims are not just the people who use and manufacture meth. Thousands of their children were taken from the sites of meth lab busts last year. Lita Hartman has this report from Boone, North Carolina, a community dealing with the problem of meth orphans.
When 5-year-old Danny came to live at Bonnie Turley's house near the mountain town of Boone, his behavior baffled her.
He would say, you know, get dressed, and he would come out in 3 pairs of underwear. It's time to get in the bathtub, and he would step right in, fully clothed.
Danny, not his real name, is the child of methamphetamine users. His parents were so preoccupied with their addiction, they didn't bother to see if he was clean or fed or going to school. County authorities stepped in, and Turley became his foster mom.
He would drop anywhere to go to bed at night, floor, couch, you know, just wherever. Had no routine, no bed, no nothing, just total craziness.
According to the Drug Enforcement Administration, there were about 8,000 meth labs busted in the U.S. last year, with more than 3,000 children found at the sites. 177 of those busts were in North Carolina, and state officials say that number could easily double this year. Bonnie Turley says the number of people using meth in her rural community amounts to an epidemic.
It's your next-door neighbor. You pass two of them coming to my house on this road. You pass two. That have been busted. There's two more that way, and there's one down there, and it's right here.
Over the past year and a half, 20 children in the Boone area have been placed in foster care or with relatives because, like Danny, their parents were meth users. The oldest child was 15, the youngest 3 months. People call them meth orphans.
I'm Mark Shook. I'm the sheriff of Watauga County.
Mark Shook knows all of Watauga County's meth orphans. Since January 2003, the sheriff's office has raided 52 methamphetamine labs, the most of any county in North Carolina. And Shook has been at every one of the raids. Because meth is so addictive, many users will stop at nothing to get it. Shook says it's worse than crack cocaine.
Meth is more easily or readily available. It's cheaper. You know, meth, the high lasts longer. It gets into your system faster. It supposedly produces a better high than crack. So, you know, this is the drug that will ruin people.
And because meth is made from common ingredients like coal tablets, ammonia, and lye, people can cook it themselves. Addicts turn their own homes into meth labs, giving off toxic fumes in the process that contaminate the entire house. All of that, says the sheriff, is dangerous for kids.
We've had labs where we found gas masks that they'll use when they're cooking, but here's your son running in and out of the room. It's just amazing what these folks are putting their families through.
Department of Social Services.
Often when the sheriff makes a meth lab bust, Chad Slagle is there. He's a social worker with Watauga County Child Protective Services. If there are children in the home, it's his job to get them out. That's not easy.
A lot of times these children will lie and stuff like that. They start these stories to cover for mom and dad. You know, there's nothing going on here. They never did that. This sort of thing going on. Because no matter how bad the situation is, I've never seen a case that's not home. That's what they know and that's where they want to be, no matter how bad it is.
During a bust, while their parents are being arrested, children who have been exposed to the toxic vapors of a meth lab are scrubbed down and changed into clean clothes. They take nothing with them. No clothes, no books, no stuffed animals, because everything is contaminated. Beyond that, says mental health counselor Ray Powers, there are the emotional scars of having parents who are addicts.
It's very difficult to recover from somebody who just totally neglects you. So these kids don't trust anybody. They steal. They tend to lie. And all of that is designed to give them control, because everything in their family is chaotic and out of control.
And that helps explain Danny's odd behavior when he first arrived at Bonnie Turley's. But for him, having a home filled with love and stability made a difference. Within weeks, Danny was doing better in school. He was getting treated for the asthma he developed from inhaling meth vapors. He was seeing a dentist to fix his rotten teeth, another result of being exposed to the toxic mix. Most of all, Turley says, he had enough to eat and one of his teachers noticed.
She said the biggest change they saw at school was he would come to school before starved to death. He would eat everything they put in front of him, just starving. And she said just a few days after he lived with me, he actually pushed the plate away and said, I'm full.
Danny is no longer at the Turleys. The county social services department has determined that his mother has stayed clean long enough to get him back. Reuniting families is the department's goal, but it continues to monitor them even after that happens, because kicking meth permanently can be a challenge for many addicts. For NPR News, I'm Lita Hartman in Boone, North Carolina.